trust that all of you enjoyed the game of cricket yesterday, which was played between England and Bangladesh in the Women's World Cup, because I suppose that Bangladesh was very unlucky with some decisions made by the third umpire. Now then, Heather Knight, who was adjudicated as player of the game for an unbeaten 79, was clearly caught at mid-off, but the on-field umpires gave her out. But sadly, third umpire intervenes and said that it was not a clean catch. But as far as the visuals are concerned, and there was also a comment from Nazir Hussain, the former English captain who was on commentary, he stated that she had control when the catch was taken and Heather was definitely out. Sad though, because she was on 13 at that time. So Bangladesh, I would feel very unlucky to have lost this game. But let's dive straight in now to the scores. English won the toss and put Bangladesh into bat, and they made 178 all out in 49.4 overs. Shamin Akhtar 30, Sobanda Monastery 60, and a quick fire Rabayan Khan batting at number 8 made 43. Lindsay Smith among the wickets yet again with a left arm orthodox spin, 2 for 33, and we all know what Sophie Eccleston can do on slow turning tracks. She took 3 for 24, Charlie Dean 2 for 23, and Alex Capsey 2 for 31. Now then, England reached the target of 182 for 6 in 46.1 overs, and mind you, at one stage they were struggling on 103 for 6 wickets, but Charlie Dean and Heather Knight came up with a sterling performance. I know we've been a bit critical about Heather Knight's dismissal, but at the end of the day, she made sure that England crossed the line, being unbeaten on 79 and Charlie Dean unbeaten on 27. Nat Skewer-Brunt made 32. Now, as far as Bangladesh were concerned, they came up with a sterling performance. Their fielding was excellent. They just grasped only one catch. But other than that, I think they gave a very good account of themselves, and they are among the top four at the moment. Fatima Khatoum, 3 for 16 with a right arm leg spin. Excellent bowling. 10 overs she bowled, and she was absolutely fantastic. And Marufa Akhtar, right arm seamer, 2 for 28. But sadly, she's nursing a bit of an injury. So we need to keep our eyes focused on her, because she plays a pivotal part for Bangladesh. Right, the game coming up today is between Australia and Pakistan here at the R. Premadasa Stadium. We humbly request cricket lovers, if you do have the time, please patronize these games, because it's all very exciting and you can see some fantastic women cricketers in world cricket in pursuit. And also tomorrow, India will take on South Africa. Well, that's our sports roundup. Some big games coming up in the international cricketing arena. Especially India will be hosting Australia in a one-day series which gets underway on the 19th. And mind you, day after tomorrow, the second test, which will be a real test for West Indies when they take on India. So lots of cricket coming up. We'll keep you posted. In the meantime, I'm going to spin you an old record. Not an old song. I mean, a modern-day song. I'm not going to tell you what the song is, but then give it a listen, because it's done in the English version this time. Thanks for listening and have a blessed day.